Arizona Theater Company announced last week it was canceling its 2020-21 season because of the spike in COVID-19 cases. That is not stopping the troupe from being involved, though, through its ATC teen program with the national project Enough Plays to End Gun Violence. There are 7 plays in total, and ATC teen has produced a virtual version of Malcolm. The production is available beginning on Monday, a couple of days ago, on Broadway On Demand, a streaming platform. To learn more, I spoke with Jasmine Roth, Director of Learning and Education with Arizona Theater Company, and student Faith Santos, who performs in Malcolm. I began by asking Roth to explain why, even virtually, a theater presentation is a great way to address intense, controversial issues.
I think theater is remarkable because of the way it evokes empathy. I think more so, or often more so than any other art form, it really is about connecting to these characters that are in these situations, that are facing high stakes or facing choices that they have to make. And we can really see ourselves in the characters. And I think that when we are in person, that immediacy of being right there in the room with them is certainly part of what makes it so evocative. But I think even in this digital way, there's something about the theatricality of the event and this moment of, even when it's virtual, coming together at the same time to watch something that still helps us to connect to these stories that are outside of ourselves, but still help us both reflect on who we are and how we live in the world, and also have us have more understanding and empathy for those that are different from us and that are facing different struggles. I think you say a statistic or you try and make an argument, you're always going to be fighting different perspectives. But I think in sharing a story about an issue, then people can start to understand something that's different from their perspective.
Aunt Faith, what do you think about what Jasmine said right there about the importance of this sort of presentation?
Well, I've always encountered this belief of art going hand in hand with activism. I think with theater, you're able to speak to an audience. And not only that, but with community theater, it shows, an ensemble of different people coming together to display an example of potential reality for others who are different and in a community that is dealing with very prevalent issues that are similar to people that are on stage right now. It's important for us to hear these stories.
Have you had friends or others who've had to directly experience gun violence?
Yes. I grew up in Carson, California, low income, mainly people of color, and a lot of gang violence happens. And usually people, join that in a sense because they feel like there is no other choice. And it kind of desensitized me to the idea of, young people going through gun violence. And since moving here, I saw a different perspective of the patriotism that comes behind owning a gun and using it violently.
And Jasmine, let me jump to you. I want to have you both talk about the actual play, Malcolm. Can you lay out for us what the premise of it is?
Sure. So the play Malcolm follows 4 different people who have met Malcolm in various points of his life. We have his sister who grew up with him, his college friend who Faith plays, a member of his band, he's a folk musician, and the person who happened to witness this moment of police brutality and murder, this moment of tragedy. And so each character is grappling with Malcolm's death in their own way, based on the different ways that they know Malcolm and knew him and encountered him. So it's really about that, the loss that both these individuals who loved him feel, but also the loss that as a society and a community is felt with Malcolm's death, and about that grappling that I think happens in the wake of such a horrible tragedy, where we're trying to figure out what next and how is this still happening, and how do we face the reality of our world, and how do we face our own responsibility in these moments, and how can we come together to make this stop.
And has that led you to want to do more of this, not just theater, but this sort of, as you mentioned, activism and art going hand in hand? Has this raised your passion to another level to want to do more of this?
Well, I am a part of Rising Youth Theater right now as their Creative Interventions Youth Cohort, which is in collaboration with ACLU. And our whole thing is fighting against discrimination in the school system. And though we do try to channel that in creative ways, I've never done a play like this where I was able to develop a story using my talents and skills to back up a better cause. And it makes me want to do more. I genuinely love the experience of being with a cast with aligned values, learning more from them, and just being enriched by knowledge.
So I want to ask one follow-up on that, because, I mean, clearly that's the title you mentioned and the fact you're heavily involved. I want to make sure I'm not asking this in some kind of patronizing way, but have you had to feel like a greater responsibility or having to grow up faster in the sense that many of us have seen specifically gun violence in some of the schools, and we've seen very young people taking on major roles and, frankly, roles that a lot of adults would be afraid to take. Do you feel like some of these topics have made you into someone who can express these things in a stronger way, even at a young age? And is that going to make you someone who understands things more as an adult and able to make change faster, perhaps?
Yes, I definitely think, especially being a part of the ensemble I'm in with like ACLU and placing that knowledge onto the role that I'm in right now for Malcolm, I think it takes a lot of re-educating myself, looking at statistics, trying to be an independent thinker. Because, you know, I feel like a lot of our opinions as young people are prerequisites because of our higher ups, whether that is teachers or parents or just society in general. I've had to learn to develop what I believe is righteous and educating myself and being considerate towards all the other people who have different opinions, wise or ignorant.
That was student Faith Santos and Jasmine Roth of Arizona Theater Company talking about Enough, Plays to End Gun Violence.